grime.
And treason.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. Yeah, walking on the fighting
side. Episode 47, Rhyme and Treason Radio, the Trash Talking Edition.
This episode, it's all feuds, battles, spats between different bands and hip-hop artists. Probably the most famous of all time.
Some punk band feuds, too.
Most famous of all time, probably the Tupac and Biggie rivalry.
They both died.
Yeah, that'll be coming up later in the show. But I think, what are we going to kick things off with, Matador?
We're going to go for an old school feud, Dr. Dre and Eazy-E.
Oh, yeah, the Dre Day track.
I love when bands talk shit about other bands and songs.
And that's the point of the show. Yeah.
It's pretty much what the show's about.
Yeah, one band talks a lot of trash, the other band gets upset, retaliates, and then it becomes a media frenzy. And really all it is just a way for both bands to promote each other to make more money in the end. So
Saturday night in Sacramento.
That's where we are. And we're drinking some Newcastle Summer Ale. We got some Sam Adams Summer Ale. We were drinking.
Yeah, summer has begun.
Absolutely. We were got some High Life in the house, just to round things out a little bit. Kick things off with a growler from Track 7, Track 7 Brewery here in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Just voted the number one brew pub in Sacramento. Soon to be one of the great destinations of this city.
You really like Track 7, don't you?
I guarantee it.
So anyway, what we got coming up next, a little feud action. Dr. Dre talking shit.
Eazy-E coming right back at him with some real motherfucking Compton G's. So, yeah.
Ate some burgers today. They were pretty good.
Yeah, barbecued it up. It's a beautiful day here in sunny Sacramento.
Been a couple months since we partied together.
Yeah.
But we are partying hard on a Saturday night.
Making up for it, so.
11:30 in the p.m.
on the Atomic Clock here at Rhyme and Treason Radio Studios. So, hope you folks are all strapped in and ready, because it's coming at you right now. Episode 47, The Feuds.
Rhyme.
And treason.
For the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready? Wrestling fans, are you ready? For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, from the capital city, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Hell yeah. Know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mr. Buster, where the fuck you at? Can't scrap a lick, so I know you got your dick on hard from fucking your road dogs, the hood you threw up with, niggas you grew up with. Don't even respect your ass, that's why it's time for the doctor to check your ass, nigga. Used to be my homie, used to be my ace. Now I wanna slap the taste out your mouth, make it bow down to the rope. Fucking me, now I'm fucking you, little hoe. Oh, don't think I forgot, let you slide. Let me ride, just another homicide. Yeah, it's me, so I'ma talk on. Stomping on the easiest streets that you can walk on. So strap on your Compton hat, your lopes, and watch your back, cause you might get smoked, low.
and pass the bud. And stay low key, BG, cause you lost all your homies' love. Now call it what you want to. You fucked with me, now it's a must that I fuck with you. Yeah, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. We have your motherfucking record company surrounded. Put down the candy and let the little boy go. You know what I'm saying? Punk motherfucker.
Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. Doggy dogs in the motherfucking house.
Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. Death rows in the motherfucking house.
Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. The sounds of a dog brings me to another day. Play with my bone, would you, Timmy? It seems like you're good for making jokes about your Jimmy. Well, here's the Jimmy joke about your mama that you might not like. I heard she was a Frisco dyke, but fuck your mama. I'm talking about you and me, toe to toe. Tim M-U-T, your bark was loud, but your bite wasn't vicious. And the rhymes you were kicking were quite bootylicious. You get what doggy dog, oh, is he crazy? With your mama and your daddy hollin', baby. So what that lets you know? That if you fuck with Drake, nigga, you fucking with Death Row. And I ain't even swinging them things. I'm hollering 187 with my dick in your mouth, bitch.
Yeah, nigga. Compton and Long Beach together on this motherfucker. So you wanna pop that shit, get your motherfucking cranium cracked, nigga. Step on up. Now, we ain't no motherfucking joke, so remember the name. Mighty, Mighty DR. Yeah, motherfucker.
Shit, it's a man.
Now understand this, my nigga Drake can't be touched.
Luke's bending over.
So Luke's getting fucked, Buster.
Musta thought I was sleazy. I thought I was a mark, cause I used to hang with Easy.
Animosity made you speak what you spoke. Ayo, Drake.
What up?
Chip this nigga off, love.
If it ain't another hoe that I got to fuck with, gap teeth in your mouth, so my dick's got to fit.
With my nuts on your tonsils, while you're on stage rapping at your whack ass concert.
And I'ma snatch your ass from the backside to show you how Death Bro, pull off that hoot ride.
Now you might not understand me,
cause I'm a Robbie in Compton and blast you with Miami.
Then we gon' freak cause I'm Central on a street knowledge mission.
As I steps in the temple, Spotty got him. As I pulls out my strap, got my chrome to the side of his white socks.
You tryna check my homie, you best check yourself, cause when you diss Dre, you diss yourself.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, nigga.
So I don't want no
Nine Deuce, Dr. Dre, dropping chronic once again. It don't stop, punishing punk motherfuckers real quick like Compton style, nigga. Doggy dogs in the motherfucking house, yeah. Long Beach is in the motherfucking house, yeah, yeah. Straight up, really though. Breaking all them suckers off some real proper life. You know what I'm saying? All them sucker ass niggas can eat a fat dick. Yeah, Easy E can eat a big fat dick. Tim Dog can eat a big fat dick. Luke can eat a fat dick. Yeah.
Thank you. this. So say the drama jerk, niggas straight kill me, knowing that they pranked us. This is going out to your studio gangsters. See, I did dirt, put in work, and many niggas can vouch that. So since I got strikes, I got the right to rap about that. But niggas like you, I kinda hate you, cause I'm just tired of suburban niggas talking about the gospel projects, knowing you ain't seen no parts of the streets. Just think you started trying to bang around the top of the peace treaty, wearing khakis and my wire rhyme. Little fag trying to sag, but you're flooding at the same time, and your set don't accept you. Scared to kick it with your homies, cause you know they don't respect you. So nigga, please check nuts before you step to these motherfucking real ones.
Original baby gangster, approach me like you hard motherfucker. I'ma bank ya, shank ya with my fucking shank if I have to. Dr. Dre and Snoop Doggy Dogg are fucking actors, gangsters, studio gangsters, busters. But this time you're dealing with some real motherfuckers. Jeez, nigga, please don't try to step, cause if you do, then the big captors, all that would be left. See, young niggas like me, I'll bring you up something. Climb in my city, but Dre, you ain't for Compton. Niggas like y'all is what I call all the bees and ain't shit.
Episode 47, Rhyming Treason Radio, Trash Talking.
That's what we're doing. That's what these songs are all about. That's why we're here, talking shit, bringing it to you with some of the most hardcore, outrageous podcasting that you've never heard, because no one listens.
Yeah. Well, I listen on my hour-long commute, so I try to make it as random as fuck to make me interested in it.
Well, we are our biggest fans, so...
Definitely.
So, we want to introduce some new features to the show. I think we're going to do the Matador Rampage.
It's coming up.
Yeah, and even possibly DJ Gower's One Sentence Album Review. So,
new segments, 2012 exclusively, just for you, sons of bitches.
I hope you enjoy it.
So I guess I'll start with my Matador Rampage right now. Because Puff Daddy, he's a piece of shit. His fucking bullshit number one hit was a Police song that was also a hit. Sting wrote it back in the day, and it was a number one hit. And then fucking P. Diddy did a shitty ass version when Biggie got shot. And it sucks, I'm sorry. Like, get an original idea, don't steal the Police's number one hit, and add some crappy rap over it.
Yeah, a perfect example of that actually was there was a song talking about stunner shades, like, I wear my stunner glasses at night.
Yeah, exactly.
And there was some motherfucking kid.
Rap, bitches.
There was some motherfucking kid that was like, oh yeah, that song's fresh, man. I never heard a beat like that before. I'm like, hey, dumbass, it's a cover song.
So yeah, the rappers, they take clips from already popular songs, have another hit that has already been a hit. So
speaking of
another original idea, NoFX, Propagandhi,
a battle royale of punk rock. So
it's coming up.
They hate each other. There's songs about it.
So here comes the Anti-Fat Mike song, Propagandhi Rhyme,
and NoFX, Loving Treason.
I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your balls. Got it?
What's your problem with me?
Yeah? You wanna go?
Guys! Don't you see this is just what the terrorists want us to do? The war is out there, man, out there! Now pull it together!
Video where that fucking fattest boy millionaire prances around my father worst sausage party on earth. Where Batman says he's caught on film shaking hands with that incredibly diverse selection of patriotic skins. I like the message that says, fucking goof. Just do exactly what you're told. What do you douchebags have to do?
how the world works.
Rhyme and Treason Radio coming at ya. Talking trash.
Trash talking. What the fuck you gonna do about it, huh?
Just heard little NoFX.
Fat Mike getting dissed by Propagandhi in the song before that.
The retaliation tune, what you just heard.
From NoFX, retaliating, that is.
So, a little special segment coming up right now. DJ Gower, one sentence album review. Here it comes.
Right now we got some Ramones in the background, so it made me think of that Ramones album, Rocket to Russia, the one with the cartoonish cover, and they're all in like a rocket, and, you know. So I was thinking, you know, Ramones, Rocket to Russia. It's probably like the best punk rock album that you could play for your 5-year-old.
Dead silence in the room. Why? Because we're the only ones up at 11:42.
That's right.
But we're still rocking it. Fucking hardcore. So yeah, speaking of Puff Daddy sucking ass, Here it is, the Notorious B.I.G. and Tupac feud.
Yeah, the ultimate
Tupac
feud.
Bones his wife in the in the upcoming track.
Yeah, you pretty fat fuck. Oh, dude.
It's pretty
just wait
hardcore.
For the Tupac song. It's pretty much makes the show. So, Notorious B.I.G.
So they're both dead. Their posses shot each other.
What's beef? Rhyme.
Where's the beef? Andrew's on.
Your king in, money will be singing. We'll reach the fucking ceiling.
Check it.
My calico bin cop.
Uh-huh.
This rap Alfred Hitchcock drop top notch. Player hating gon' stop. This instant, rappers too persistent. Quick to spit, Biggie name on shit. Make my name taste like ass when you speak it. See me in the street, your jewelry, you can keep it. That be our little secret, see me. Be that is, I that is, gee whiz. Motherfucker still in my bed. Don't they know my nigga gotta fucking kidnap kids. Fuck them in they ass, throw them over the bridge. That's how it is, my shit is laid out.
What?
Fuck that beef shit, that shit is played out. Y'all got the goal, all I make is one phone call. All y'all disappear by tomorrow. All your guns is borrowed. I don't feel sorrow. Actually, your man passed the gap to me. Now check this. What's beef? Beef is when you need two cats to go to sleep. Beef is when your moms ain't safe up in the streets. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. One more time. What's beef? Beef is when you make your enemies start your G. Beef is when you roll no less than 30 deep. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be your ICU. Check it. I done smoked with the best of them. Shot at the rest of them. Was about 100 or more. Maybe less of them. Got my rocks off. That nigga from the Brook just be wildin' on you. Just be styling on you. And I tried to warn you, but your eyes fucked up. Now I cleared them shits with hits. You on the fucking bench. Pardon my French, but sometimes I get kinda peeved at these weak MCs with these supreme ball of life. Lyrics, I call them like I see them, G. Y'all niggas sound like me. Y'all was grimy in the early 90s. Far behind me, it ain't hard to find me. Number one with the booyaka. Give me the Remy and the Chronic. Ain't no telling what I do to y'all. It's obvious the game's new to y'all. Take them ends you make and spend them on the tutor, huh? One shot, I'm through with y'all.
What's beef?
Beef is when you need two gas to go to sleep. Beef is when your moms ain't safe up in the streets. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. One more time, what's beef? Beef is when you make your enemies start your G. Beef is when you roll no less than 30 deep. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. There'll be nothing but smooth sailing. When I spit shots, now your crew's bailing. All I got is heat and tough talk for you. Tie you up, cut your balls off just for you. Man, listen, straight torture. Look what that slick shit bought ya. A first class ticket to Lucifer. Real name Christopher. Watch me set it off like Vivica. Here lies your demise. Close your eyes, think good thoughts. Die while your skin start to glisten. Pale blue, hands get cold, your soul's risen. It's bad cause I just begun. We'll make this shit real bad, I was having fun. What's beef?
What's beef?
Beef is when you need two gas to go to sleep.
Don't sleep.
Beef is when your moms ain't safe up in the streets.
Beef
is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. One more time, what's beef?
What's beef?
Beef is when you make your enemies start your G. Beef is when you roll no less than 30 deep. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be your ICU. And I'm through. Life happens.
Now ask yourself, do you really know what beef is?
Life happens.
Then ask yourself, do you really?
Life happens.
Look, the people you are after are the people you depend on. You cook your meals,
We haul your trash. We connect your calls. We drive your ambulances. We guard you while you sleep. Do not fuck with us.
That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. West Side, bad boy killers. You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to you. First off, fuck your bitch in the clique you claim. West Side, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, Puffy tryna see me weak, hearts I rip. Biggie Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark ass bitches. We keep on coming while we running for your juice. Steady gunning, keep on busting at them fools. You know the rules, Lil Caesar. Go ask your homie how I leave you. Cut your young ass up, leave you in pieces. Now be deceased. Lil Kim, don't fuck around with real G's. Quick to snatch your ugly ass off the streets. So fuck peace. I let them niggas know it's on for life. Don't let the West Side ride tonight. Bad boy murdered on wax and kill. Fuck with me and get your cats peeled. You know, see, grab your blocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me? But your pumps didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, I hit him up.
Check this out. You motherfuckers know what time it is. I don't even know why I'm on this track. Y'all niggas ain't even on my level. I'ma let my little homies ride on you. Bitch made ass,
yeah, yeah,
bad boy,
oh, fuck
bitches.
Up, yeah. Get out the way, yo, get out the way, yo. Biggie Smalls just got dropped. Little move past the mat and let me hit him in his back. Frank Wright need to get spanked right for setting tracks. Little accident murderers, and I ain't never heard of ya. Poisonous cats attack when I'm serving ya. Spank and shake your whole style when I gank. Guard your rank, cause I'ma slam your ass in the paint. Puffy weaker than the fucking block I'm running through, nigga. And I smoke a Junior Mafia in front of you, nigga. With the ready power tucked in my gas under my Eddie Bauer. Your clown petty sour, I'll put packages every hour. Hit him up.
Grab your blocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me, but your punks didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, we hit him up. People, how we do it, keep it real. It's penitentiary steel. This ain't no freestyle battle. All you niggas getting killed with your mouths open. Trying to come up off of me, you in the clouds open. Smoking dope, it's like a Sherman. Niggas think they learn to fly, but they burn, motherfucker. You deserve to die. Talking about you getting money, but it's funny to me. All you niggas living for me, why you fucking with me? I'm a self-made millionaire. Thug living out of prison, pistols in the air. Biggie, remember when I used to let you sleep on the couch and beg a bitch to let you sleep in the house? Now it's all about Versace. You copy my style. Five shots couldn't drop me. I took it and smiled. Now I'm about to set the record straight. With my AK, I'm still the thug that you love to hate. Motherfucker, I hear
from N.E.W. Jersey, with plenty murders occurs. No points of comments. We bring the drama to all you heard. Now we check the scenario. Little C's, I bring you fake G's to your knees. Copping please in these scenario. Little Kim is you coked up or doped up. It's your little Junior Wapa click smoked up. What the fuck is you stupid? I take money crashing and mashing through Brooklyn. With my click looting, shooting and polluting your block. With 15 shot cock lock to your knot. Outlaw mafia click moving up another notch. In your box top spots get mopped and dropped. All your fake ass East Coast props brainstormed and locked.
Use a beat writer, a pop style taker. I tell you to your face, you ain't shit but a faker. So for the Alizé with a chaser, about to get murdered for the paper. Edie, I mean approach the scene of the caper. Like a loke with low season and a choke. Don't smoke, we ain't no motherfucking joke. Dog like niggas better be known. We approaching in a wide open gun smoking. No need for hoping it's a battle lost. I got him crossed as soon as the funk was popping off. Nigga, I hit him up.
Now you tell me who won. I see them, they run. They don't wanna see us. Old Junior Mafia clique dressing up trying to be us. How the fuck they gonna be the mob when we always on our job? We millionaires. Killing ain't fair, but somebody gotta do it. Oh yeah, Mob Deep. You wanna fuck with us? You little young ass motherfuckers. Don't one of you niggas got sickle cell or something? You fucking with me, nigga. You fuck around, have a seizure or a heart attack. You better back the fuck up before you get smacked the fuck up. That's how we do it on our side. Any of you niggas from New York that wanna bring it, bring it. But we ain't singing, we bringing drama. Fuck you and your motherfucking mama. We gon' kill all you motherfuckers. Now when I came out, I told you it was just about Biggie. Then everybody had to open their mouth with a motherfucker opinion. Well, this how we gon' do this. Fuck Mob Deep. Biggie, fuck Bad Boy as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you wanna be down with Bad Boy, then fuck you too. Chino XL, fuck you too. All you motherfuckers, fuck you too. All of y'all motherfuckers, fuck you, die slow, motherfucker. My 4-4 make sure all y'all kids don't grow. You motherfuckers can't be us or see us. We motherfucking thug life riders, West Side till we die.
Out here in California, nigga, we warn you, we'll bomb on you motherfuckers. We do our job. You think you mob, nigga, we the motherfucking mob. Ain't nothing but killers and for real niggas, all you motherfuckers fillers. Our shits go triple and four quadruple. You niggas laugh cause our staff got guns in they motherfuckers' belt. You know how it is when we drop records, they felt. You niggas can't feel it, we the realest. Fuck em, we bad boy killers.
Ladies and fucking gentlemen,
what's up?
It's the kings of fucking crunk. You know it. Me, your boy Lil Jon.
Lil Jon.
Lil Bow.
Lil Sam.
Big Sam. On the motherfucking track. Rick Ruin. Yeah. I don't think y'all ready for this shit.
Y'all ain't ready, nigga.
Nothing but some real gangster shit.
Gangster shit.
For the niggas and bitches out there.
Yeah.
Now, I'm having a hard fucking life right now. And I'm gonna give y'all some of my fucking pain. Oh, why you fucking with me?
Stop fucking with me.
Don't be fucking with me.
Stop fucking with me.
Oh, why you fucking with me?
Stop fucking with me.
Don't be fucking with me.
Stop fucking with me.
You know, it seems like no matter how hard I fucking try, I can't never do the right motherfucking shit. Like, I be trying and shit always be turning out fucked up. Like, my bitch always on my fucking back, talking about I need to go get a fucking job. Talking about I need to pay my fucking child support and shit. Bitch, I'm out here trying to do all that shit, but that shit don't go my fucking way. Sometimes you need to just get the fuck off my back and let me learn how to get this shit on my own. Watch it, just stop fucking with me.
Episode 47, Talking Trash.
Lil Jon.
Yeah. The Slayer.
That's right.
Only DJ Gower would find this song.
I'm telling you, it was pretty funny. I was playing it for Grant, and going back to his rant earlier about, you know, musicians stealing other people's music and trying to make their own hit song out of somebody else's hit song. He's listening to this track, and he's like, fuck this rap, motherfucker. This sounds exactly like Slayer's Rain of Blood riff right here. And then he listens, he's like, oh, it is Slayer on this track. That's pretty cool.
Slayer and Lil Jon rocking it.
Who'd have crunked it?
So another beef coming up, the Queers versus Rancid.
A little known...
You don't have to be a punk rocker like me to understand it, but
yeah, but
it's obscure, but still pretty badass. Rancid motherfucker coming up.
I doubt you could come up with an hour's worth of music that was better than what we did.
People,
all of you listeners out there, I dare you to try and
bring it on.
Simulate the epicness that is this podcast.
Yeah,
because really.
What the hell was that store we went to today in Sac where we found the Santa Maria seasoning?
Oh, yeah.
And there was a no MSG version.
Oh, okay. For those of you that don't know, there's a very special Susie Q's. We're going to do a shameless plug here. Another shameless plug via Rhyme and Treason. I'm sure all these people make money off of us at some point, by the way.
Yeah.
We don't see shit by it. But anyhow... Susie Q's makes this Santa Maria style seasoning that you put on your tri-tip. For those of you outside of California, tri-tip's a really nice cut of meat. Barbecue it up, feeds like 3-4 people for $20. Best thing you can do. Throw the Santa Maria seasoning on there, it'll blow your effing mind. But Matador, why is this seasoning so very good?
Secret ingredient, MSG.
Monosodium glutamate.
Yeah.
Why does it taste so good? Your brain just doesn't quite know. But it does know that it tastes good.
Whatever, I'll suck down that MSG. It's so awesome.
Chemical flavor of goodness.
Exactly. So anyway, we went to this random store.
Champagne and beer, by the way. Very
that Gower would only find.
Yeah, pretty much one of those weird, unique, hippie, bohemian stores where, like, the guy's, like, hand-pressing the sausage in the back, and the butcher comes around and asks you, you know, how big of a T-bone you want and hand saws it off.
Bohemian store?
I don't know. I wear Birkenstocks. Fuck you.
Yeah, this guy's a hippie. So anyway, like I said, Queers, Ransom Motherfucker coming up. That should be good.
And then just moments after that, we'll come back and talk some more shit.
Yeah, because I love it when bands rip on other bands and songs.
And that's what this show's all about.
Exactly.
So I hope you enjoy it.
All right, here we go, motherfuckers. Eat a dick, rhyme.
And treason.
episode motherfucking 47, Rhyme and Treason Radio.
Oh, shit. It's getting live in this place.
Talking Trash Edition. What you just heard, Little Rancid. Countering the Rancid Motherfucker by the Queers.
Yeah, you know, punk rock. They don't love each other.
Punk rock, dude, I like it.
There was a time in my life that I feuded with other people.
All right. Can you elaborate on that, DJ Gower?
There's nothing to elaborate on.
Anyway.
I've been in fights. I've,
this guy's a fighter.
I've been punched. I've punched. You know, things happen. It's the least interesting story in the world.
So anyway, like I said, made the trek to Sacramento. It's 11:46.
On the
last man standing.
That's right. That's how we do it.
Gower's humble abode. The kids asleep.
We started drinking at about 2 in the afternoon, 2:30 today.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. DJ EJ is fast asleep.
Exactly.
DJ L3 or LG3, as we dubbed her in one of the last shows. She's out.
Gobby made an appearance.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he's asleep.
DJ Gobby. Well, no, that is how he makes his appearance on the show. He comes, he hangs out, and he just passes out right when we start to record.
Yep. Never fails.
James Brown in the background, bringing the funk with the big pipe.
Funking it up because we love the funk.
We love it.
We love all varieties of music, pretty much. And that's what this show's about.
And, you know, for those of you out there,
we don't have a sound, and we're going to take you down.
Yeah, we understand. You know, there's things out there that are a little bit more, we'll use the word focused, okay? Podcasts that only play one genre of music or one
style.
That's
just boring, in my opinion.
And, yeah, you know, you are catering to your audience in that sense, but you know what? Our purpose here isn't to play for you what you already know and love. Our purpose here is to fucking blow your mind with diversity. Give you shit that you never thought about. Give you interesting themes and topics, and try and bring you music from all sorts of different genres that all tie into this same cohesive idea and concept. And it's not as easy as it sounds. That's probably why our show sucks, because people are like, what the fuck is this?
This episode's rocking, however.
That's goddamn right. Because
it's the fucking beefs, man. The feuds. Everlast and Eminem coming up next.
One of the weakest feuds ever created.
This Eminem song's pretty brutal.
Yeah. No, I don't agree nor dis. I
love
simply
the direct,
the fact
shit
that
talking.
No one really gives a shit about either one of the artists, so it didn't matter if they were beefing or not.
Gotcha.
That's all I'm trying to say, is that it's like, I mean, personally, to me, I can give a fuck about Eminem. And then when it comes to Whitey Ford or Everlast or basically the dude from House of Pain, in air quotes, I thought he died like in 92 or something, because I stopped jumping around back then.
Sweetness. Well, here it comes.
Oh, it's coming. James Brown brings the funk, and he brings it for a while, so maybe we'll just let him funk it out. We'll give you like a minute of funk, and then close the show out with this last battle royale of Eminem versus Everlast.
We fucking rocked your mind. Eat it, people.
Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. We twat nowadays.
Yeah, some Rhyme and Treason.
Yeah.
At
Rhyme and Treason for twatter. Rhyme and Treason at Gmail for email. Facebook, Rhyme and Treason Radio. Podbean. Rhyme and Treason. Podbean.com. We used to have a website. We
grew up in the wrong fucking generation, man.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
We have smartphone apps.
Yeah, we're fucking the electronic leash. We're forced to use.
We have one of those QR code things.
Bullshit.
If you guys are into that. Oh, we were talking about making shirts. If anybody wants to buy a shirt for Rhyme and Treason Radio, you can buy it from us. Send us an undisclosed amount of money, and we may or may not send you a shirt. Please Start by sending us an email at rhymeandtreasonradio@gmail.com. You motherfuckers.
Thanks for listening, fuckhead.
Rhyme.
And eat my ass, bitch.
That wasn't very nice. And treason.
I'm mad.
Like the clapper. Whoever said you was raw, son, they lied. I knew that shit I spent on dilated hurt your pride. Screaming on a record how you wish I died. But you don't wanna see me on this physical side. You just a fake tough guy, trying to act hard, but won't walk a lobby without your bodyguard. You ain't pulling my card, you ain't riding the train. Back in the day, kids like you got robbed for they chain. Step to me like a man with the hands get slain. Matter of fact, when you see me, bitch, give me some brain. Yo, it's like that. We can fight, Jack. Let's put the mics down. You'll catch a beat down. I get love in New York. Got fam in L.A. And I heard you might be the MC that's gay. With your platinum blunt Caesar, you look like a hoe. Like Eminem stand for Marilyn Monroe. Talking about killing sprees, you ain't like that, yo. Making lots of enemies, but that's all for show. You punk ecstasy junkie, you waste the skills. Stop riding my dills, stay high on pills. Oh, I hope you OD, don't be playing with me. Little bitch, need to watch what you saying to me. Talking shit for shock value, boy, you ain't real. Turn hard the day Dre gave you a record deal. You went and sold your soul for some mass appeal. Serving up that hors d'oeuvre, kid, now eat this meal. Instead of worrying about who you should be dissing, need to worry about who your wife you been kissing. Or if you go to prison while you doing your bed, I'll look in on your lady and do things for your kid. Make her write you lots of letters about the things that we did. Send you pictures of me chilling all up in your crib. And that shit about Swantech, that was a fib. First time you met me, I showed you love in D.C., but you were scared like a pussy with your eyes on the floor. While your crew showed me love outside the front door, talking about, yo, what's up, ain't you Whitey Ford? I love that song, What It's Like, and jam, praise the Lord. I don't do this for the money, yo, I do it for fun. You might hang around some gangsters, but you ain't one. And you won't be slapping me with no empty gun. Talking about a fag, but you the one in drag. And you can't keep your woman from going astray. Better run and check your kid for your DNA. I take care of my moms, you get sued by yours. With your corny metaphors about drugs and crack whores, you're a sucker. Word up for real. You wanna talk some shit, money? Come talk it with the hands, B. I ain't wasting no more time with you, man. Fuck that shit, that's it.
Fans keeping y'all in health. Let's tell this Whitey Ford to go fuck himself. Cause it's cruel when you cause a bad heart conditioning, which I create, cause that's my mission. So listen close to what we say, because
this type of fag claims to never be.
me gay. I knew you was jealous from the day that I met you. I said you, cause I give respect, I pet you. I'm even liked better by your niece and nephew. And now you hate Fred because Lethal left you. Becca Wood mad cause it's wrecking with wood. No respect in the hood led to his neck of the woods. Got in touch with his roots, found a redneck in his blood and said, hey,
country western rap records are good.
So he picks the guitar up and he strums a few notes. He can't rap or sing, but he wants to do both. Puts an album out on rules for part of the year. The Kid Rock and Limp Bizkit come from out of nowhere. It's the start of an era. Rock rap's harder this year. No one's trying to hear some fucking old fart in a chair. Sitting on stage, strumming acoustic guitar in your ear. So you start to get scared, sit back and spark an idea. Figure you can diss me to jumpstart your career. I punch you in your fucking chest till your heart kicks in gear. And fuck your underground party's nameless crew. Like I'ma say their names so they can be famous too. You just a quitter. You bitter cause I came along. Girl in a song again, I'ma kill you, I'ma kill you. You just a quitter, and you bitter cause I came alone. In the days of House of Pain of Gold. Talk about my little girl in a song again, I'ma kill you, I'ma kill you. Heart attack, the stroke, from the crack you smoke to the rap you wrote, your fucking answer back's a joke. And I'ma tell these motherfucking fans the truth. The reason why you dissed me first and I answered you. You said I passed you in the lobby and I glanced at you. Like I ain't noticed you, bitch, I had a show to do. Like I'm supposed to be starstruck, come over to you. You better shut your fucking mouth while you over too. Back in 94, Lip opened the show for you. Rocked the crowd better and stole the whole show from you. Took your motherfucking DJ and stole him too. So you fall in a slump and get all emotional. So now you sing in mixed slang with blues and plucked strings. Confused as fuck cause now your music sucks dick. Mr. Ass Kisser to get accepted in rap quicker. But never last and ever last is a
quitter. And you bitter cause I came alone. In the days of House of Pain of Gold. If you talk about my little girl in a song again, I'ma kill you, I'ma kill you.
You just a
quitter. And you bitter cause I came alone. In the days of House of Pain of Gold. If you talk about my little girl in a song again, I'ma kill you, I'ma kill you.
Alright, look, so this is what we ask of our fans. If you ever see Everlast, whoop his ass, hit him with sticks, bricks, rocks, throw shit at him, kick it, spit on him, treat him like a hoe, bitch slap him. Do it for me, do it for Fred, do it for Lip, do it for Rock, do it for Rap, do it for Kid, do it for Ice-T, do it just to do it, fuck it, he's a bitch, he ain't gonna hit you back, he's nothing. Shit, in 5 years, we'll all be eating at Whitey's, and he'll be busting tables in that bitch, cleaning the toilets. Hey yo, fuck this, cut this shit off. Hey yo, head.
Hold on.
That's why I fucked your mother, you fat motherfucker.
Kill Whitey.
Big train.
What? What? Kill Whitey. Kill Whitey.
First off, fuck your songs and this shit you say. This my wife, but at least I got a bitch you gay. You claim to be a Muslim, but you Irish white. So fuck you, fat boy. Drop the mic, let's fight. Plus I punch you in the chest, weak hearts I rip. Whitey 440 and white, lethargic ass dickhead. I keep on coming while you running out of breath. Steady ducking while I'm punching at your chest. You need to rest, dilated. Go ask your people how I leave you. With your 3 CDs, nobody sees when they release. Evidence, don't fuck around with real MCs. You ain't ready for no underground beat. So fuck geeks, I let you faggots know it's on for life. But Everlast might die tonight. Fat boy murdered on wax and killed. Fuck with me and take a heart pill. Slim Shady, call the doctor to heal your heart. They shocked you back to life at the clinic, but you got to get relapsed any minute. Honky, I hit him up.
Yo, check this out. You faggots ain't even on my level. I'm a little D12 rider, you bitch made ass faggot.
Yo, get out the way, yo, get out the way, yo. Whitey for his heart, just stop.
Yeah, you know, but sometimes it's not that easy. You know what I mean? Not all the cupcakes and Jesus juice like you might assume. Yeah, a lot of times, I'll admit it, it's not easy being handsome, being a model, being a graduate, even of the handsome boy model in school. Because they pick on you. They make you, you know, say, you got to go on the wrong way. Then 2 minutes later, you have to change your goal again. And the restrooms are full. You have the, you know, you have can't get into the restrooms. And then they say, you walk so slow this time. Your steps are too tiny. That's what it said, tiny steps. Well, yes, tiny steps. You would walk with your legs closer together, tiny steps. If you couldn't get into the restroom, what do you want, you know? I said, let me go on last. If, for instance, there's some problem, you know, on the stage, if there is, no one will slip on it, is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? So let me go on last. They said, no, you have to, Mr. Zach has to go on last to take the big bow, you know, like he did something, you know what I mean? Stole everybody else's clothes design. What? He takes the bow, he slips, it's not my fault. This was so crowded I couldn't get into the men's room, and I should get paid. It's all I know. Since I've graduated, I got to say, I would say 9 out of 10 jobs are just, you know, just marvelous. Everybody's so nice to you. They can't treat you better. But every once in a while, you run into, like, this jerk, you know, like a Mr. Zach, you know, and he slips on the runway, says it's some my fault when you can't even get into the restroom because there's too many people lined up, and they say you're on the runway next. Yes, sometimes it gets to be a little lonely, alone in the hotel room when you're just waiting for a show to come up. They pick up at the airport, then they say, just see you in the morning. They don't even make no plans for you to go someplace, and you got to go there. And there's so many people, they give you clothes half the time, don't even fit. And then it's just all jealous because, you know, if you're handsome and that and the other ones, they treat you, you know, somehow like they're jealous of you just because, you know, you're a little more handsome than them. And then they eat all of the food. They eat, there's no food left. You know, they said Jesus juice, very funny, you know. They have the Jesus juice, it's a terrible wine. They just call it, they make it sound glamorous or something. And the food stinks, usually this junk. You know, even if you would like to eat, you couldn't eat it. Then they said they're going to pick you up to take it back to the airport. They don't even show. They said, you know, the hotel's got the van. You could go. They said they would pick me up. Why do I have the van? They never reimburse you, like they say. They say, well, you ate so much. You know, I don't know. I look at the, and then the catalogs, they don't even send them to you when you're done with them. You know, like who wants them anyway? Right? They said they're going to have a hairstylist there. There's no hairstylist, you know. One, maybe, yes, for what, 50 people? You know what I mean? You got to bring your own scissors, too. They said, I haven't misplaced my scissors. What? Whoever heard of a hairstylist has no scissors? They said, we just style it. We don't cut it. What? In Italy, they have it to cut. You know, I mean, a barber is a what? Hairstylist means a barber. No, what? It means no cut. Have my own mousse, what? Think I have my own mousse? I have no mousse. Sometimes, like, if you're wet and then your socks get wet, then you have no other socks with you. You know what I mean? Turn them inside out? No. Doesn't work. They say, change your socks. I say, yes, one to the other one? What? I have not in the hotel room, 50 miles from here, out near the boondocks, and they put you in a place next to Sears. I go to Sears for breakfast. You know, once I was a model for socks, and I thought, this is a good modeling for socks is good. You don't have to, you know, get all cleaned up and that before. You know, that's one good thing. You know, you couldn't go unshaved and that. Then they says, well, you can't do shoes. I said, what? They said, no, if you did the socks, then you can't be a model for shoes. That's the rules. Who says this? Who makes these things up, that if you're a sock model, you cannot do shoes? You have to, only the shoe models can do shoes. This is, just makes me sick. I just turned down the job, but they said they were looking for a handkerchief model. I said, I couldn't do this. They said, what are you, left-handed or right-handed? I said, right-handed. They said, no, you have to be left-handed. I said, I could do it. They said, no, you said you was right-handed. I said, I made a mistake. I'm left-handed. They said, prove it. How am I going to prove this? You know what I mean? So I take my handkerchief off from my left hand, right? They said, you didn't do that very smooth. I said, okay, let me try again. They said, what do you have to try again? You left-handed, you do it. I said, just shut up and give me the Kleenex. Let me show you what Kleenex. I won't ruin another one of my hankies. Anyway, I'm just... I don't know what that did.
Rhyme.
And treason.